Everyone is safe. With those words posted on Facebook, the daring rescue mission to remove 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave in northern Thailand came to a close. It's been a grueling 18-day ordeal that claimed the life of a diver and riveted people all over the world. Thailand's Navy SEALs celebrated with a post that read, quote, "All the 13 wild boars are now out of the cave," referring to the boys' soccer team, and they added, "We're not sure if this is a miracle, a science, or what."
Joining us live to talk about it, Dr. Russell Jones. He specializes in trauma psychology and post-traumatic stress at Virginia Tech. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You know, one thing I kept considering once the kids were free, and that was how they must have responded to learn that one of the Navy SEALs died trying to save them.
I think that could have very easily added to the level of trauma and distress that these kids are feeling. Knowing that someone actually lost their lives in quest of, you know, getting them free, it's got to be problematic. It's got to have negative consequences.
The doctors treating the players and the coach are rightly concerned with disease and physical issues. But once it's established that everyone is healthy, what kind of psychological issues can emerge here?
Well, there are a number. We know that following these types of events of this nature, post-traumatic stress, symptoms of post-traumatic stress, disorder, depression, particularly with these kids, phobias, anxiety is very likely to develop, particularly in the short run.
What is it like for them now? Presumably you've dealt with kids in this sort of a situation. I mean, this was absolutely traumatic for them. As they sort of decompress, where are they in their heads?
Well, I think they're quite confused. First of all, I think they're relieved that they're safe. That's great. However, there are going to be a number of issues that arise as time goes on. And I think that really depends on a number of things. I think it depends on what the experience was, how they experienced the event, what things they heard, what things they saw, what kind of messages were conveyed, to what degree there was there support in the, you know, in the cave, to what degree might there have been great apprehension. I also think it has a lot to do with how these boys were doing before the event. Our trauma data tells us that those kids that were doing well before the event, those kids that were resilient, and particularly those kids that had good social support, are likely to do well following the event. We also know that kids that may have had psychiatric histories or kids that were having difficulty at home, in school, they are also at greater risk for doing poorly following this event.
In our final 30 seconds, what kind of treatments would be good for these kids and the coach as well to put them in a good place psychologically?
Yeah. There's very good evidence. I think everybody needs to be screened at some level, but there are a number of great exposure-based treatments. Many great treatments coming from the American Psychological Association have been found to be very good, very effective with children, adolescents, as well as adults.
Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Russell Jones. He specializes in trauma psychology and post-traumatic stress at Virginia Tech.